We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, good-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyang Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Formosan or Taiwanese county holds a global warming seminar. In animal news, Mexican scientists rediscover a shrew species. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 2nd, is the Independence Day of OLAC, or Vietnam, commemorating the autonomy achieved in 1945. OLAC is the sacred birthplace of beloved spiritual teacher and renowned humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai. Located in southeastern Asia, OLAC has many spectacular areas. Among the most famous is Ha Long Bay in the Gulf of Tonkin, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Gapba Archipelago in Ha Long Bay is a UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve and is home to the rare golden-headed langur. We wish the kind-hearted All SEs people an auspicious Independence Day.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mongolia. Beginning July 17th, the nation's capital of Ulaanbaatar was flooded by the worst rains and hailstorm in years. At least 26 perished and 2,000 residents were displaced as hundreds of homes were affected.
On July 22nd, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $20,000 in emergency aid, requesting that our local association members go help and comfort the afflicted while conveying her sorrow and prayers. This amount could purchase $147,000 in emergency items obtained in the United States based on Mongolia's cost of living.
Our association's Mongolian relief team distributed packages with basic necessities such as food, clothes, blankets, and cleaning and school supplies to the afflicted in the Gobi Altai province and Ulaanbaatar. They also built a new home for a family that had lost theirs.
Тэгээд өөрийн гэсэн аваар хоронгуй болчиход байсан үед нөгөө төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхай агштай баярлалаа. Бид нэрт битгаар охин битгаар ийм сайхан таван тэг гэр өгсөнд баярлалаа. Аваар хоронтой болчих гэсэнд баярлалаа гэж.
In recognition of her benevolence, the Mongolian Ministry of Social Defense and Labor sent Supreme Master Qinghai a letter of appreciation. The following is an excerpt.
Dear World Spiritual Leader, the Supreme Master Qinghai, on behalf of the Ministry of Mongolian Social Defense and Labor, we are deeply appreciative to you for your financial and material contributions to the people of Mongolia in time of need. May your holy and heavenly good deed flourish profoundly. Respectfully yours, Minister D. Hayamku.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving aid that comforts people in times of misfortune and send gratitude to our association members for their endeavors. May the affected Mongolians be blessed with a smooth restoration of their productive lives as we work to ensure Earth's stability through our kinder deeds.
Wildfires blaze in Australia and Portugal. On Monday, Australia announced a mega fire alert level, warning people to flee and not defend their houses. These unseasonal winter wildfires have been exacerbated by strong winds, high temperatures, and prolonged drought. In northern Portugal, over 500 firefighters are working to control the blazes, especially near the city of Porto. Fire departments around the rest of the country are also on a heightened state of readiness, owing to prevailing heat and dry weather conditions. Our heartfelt thanks, firefighters in Portugal and Australia, for your valiant efforts to save the lives and homes of both humans and animals. We pray for the protection of all residents and that we may all tread more lightly on our shared global home to help lessen destructive events as these.
Heavy rains inundate Northern Ireland and Canada. Torrential downpours cause flooding in parts of the Irish nation's capital of Belfast and County Down. Fire personnel were sent to help some people whose homes had been flooded as the Fire and Rescue Service worked to pump water off the streets. In Canada, the province of Nova Scotia was struck by Tropical Storm Danny. Firefighters went to help homeowners whose basements had flooded as up to 17,000 homes and businesses coped with temporary loss of power. In Hants County, the Nine Mile River overflowed its banks, damaging trailers in a campground. Firefighters and all relief personnel in Northern Ireland and Nova Scotia, we earnestly appreciate your efforts to assist the afflicted, wishing their residents a swift restoration of their productive day-to-day lives, as we pray that such calamities are minimized through our concerted efforts of greater consideration for the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu continues to claim victims. The dangerous nature of swine flu is reflected in ongoing reports of lost lives from around the world. Total fatalities are at 3,049, while the number of people stricken globally has risen so quickly and so high that officials say they can no longer track them.
In an update on human losses, Sweden announced her first swine flu fatality, and Bangladesh also reported a first swine flu death when a 37-year-old woman passed away. New Zealand's casualties have risen to at least 17, while the perishing of two East Javanese women brought Indonesia's death toll to 8, and Singapore's death toll climbed to 15.
Thailand has reported 11 new deaths in the past week, totaling 130, while India's death toll has reached 102. 21 African nations so far are officially known to have been affected by the flu, and movement of a British Royal Navy ship off the Falklands was crippled when at least 8 sailors were brought down from swine flu. In Ao Lạc or Vietnam, cases steeply increased with 300 new patients in just 2 days.
Not only swine flu, but also avian flu, HIV, typhoid, and other widespread illnesses, all developed through the factor of unnatural interaction with animals, namely, killing them for their meat. What's more, further combinations of swine and avian flu strains could produce a whole new and more deadly pandemic.
Our sorrow and prayers for the growing number of people lost to swine flu worldwide, and our regret for the disruption of people's daily activities and sense of safety. To avert this avoidable suffering, let us all act in adopting the vegan diet so that families may live out their natural lives together.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Humanitarian relief reaches Gaza. Amidst concern raised by the United Nations about an emerging humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Palestine, Egypt's Red Crescent Society has sent 27 trucks containing 400 tons of food aid, along with a special shipment of medical supplies to treat persons with life-threatening kidney disorders. Turkey also has affirmed continued support in the form of tons of medicines and medical supplies. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials reported that all three Gaza crossings from Israel were opened on Monday with delivery of nearly 100 trucks of merchandise as well as fuel and cooking gas. A 28-page report recently released by the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, details the losses experienced especially in the past 2 years by the 1.5 million Gazan residents, with an appeal for a more permanent easing of border crossings by Israel, as well as additional international aid. Egypt Red Crescent, Egypt and Turkey, heaven smiles on your loving care of brethren in Gaza. Our sincere appreciation also for the concern of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, as we pray for greater efforts by all to bring lasting peace and stability to the region.
Supreme Master TV tweeting on Twitter. Supreme Master Television cordially announces our presence on microblogging social networking site Twitter. Twitter is increasingly becoming an important tool to assist people in broadcasting messages and staying informed across the globe, and we are happy to be joining this next evolution in communication. Please join us at twitter.com/SupremeMasterTV to receive up-to-date announcements on live shows and special events. We look forward to seeing you there.
Japan votes for new era of governance. In Sunday's general elections, the Democratic Party of Japan, or DPJ, won 308 out of the 480 seats in the lower house of parliament, an historic outcome as the Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, had previously held the majority of seats for nearly 50 consecutive years. As the leader of the Democratic Party of Japan, Dr. Yukio Hatoyama is also set to become the country's next prime minister and will be confirmed in a special session of parliament on September 16th. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister-elect Dr. Yukio Hatoyama, and all newly elected government representatives. May your time in public office usher in even more peace and prosperity for the gentle Japanese people.
South Korean crew freed. After being detained for a month in Pyongyang, North Korea, the four men were released to South Korea's Coast Guard on Saturday. North Korean officials said they had been investigating the intrusion of the boat into their waters, while the South Korean crew members stated that the entry was unintentional and due to navigational equipment malfunction. The boat's captain expressed his gratitude for the crew's quick return. "We appreciate North Korea's finding of innocence and are glad to know of the South Korean crew's peaceful freedom. Wishing all four men happy homecomings and continued advancements in cordial relations between North and South Korea."
Save Our Planet, a new look at the Sun and the Moon. For millennia, the mysterious objects of the celestial spheres have inspired everything from art and literature to intense scientific endeavors.
The Sun and Moon are sources of light and regulation of life on Earth, but could there be more to these than we already know? Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously lent her spiritual perspectives on such outer space matters in an August 29, 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
The Moon itself is a spiritual great being. Same with the Sun. The Sun is a great, 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 great spiritual being who manifests himself to help our planet, to nourish all beings on our Earth. The suns have also beings in it, but not physical beings. the beings in the sun also helping the great being of the sun to protect our planet, to help all things to grow, and to send us happiness. All they do is just send us bliss and happiness and love. And the moon beings, they are also beautiful. They also love us very much. I've seen the moon smile at me many, many times.
Are there any messages from them?
Be best, go green. The job is not to worry about our planetary crisis. Because as soon as they start worrying, they won't be happy anymore. And they will not radiate this happiness to us. We always have to be thankful to the sun and the moon and the stars. They are all great beings. They are there to make us happy and remind us of the glories of heaven, shining, beautiful heaven.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for generously sharing these delightful truths of our celestial friends. May we do our best to save our planet so that future generations also can enjoy the marvelous bliss of the loving sun, moon, and myriad stars.
For more discussions on the secret knowledge of our universe and more, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet, a new look at the sun and the moon. For millennia, the mysterious objects of the celestial spheres have inspired everything from art and literature to intense scientific endeavors.
The sun and moon are sources of light and regulation of life on Earth, but could there be more to these than we already know? Supreme Master Qinghai graciously lent her spiritual perspectives on such outer space matters in an August 29, 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
The moon itself is a spiritual great being. Same with the sun. The sun is a great, 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 great spiritual being who manifests himself to help our planet, to nourish all beings on our Earth. The suns have also beings in it, but not physical beings. The beings in the sun also helping the great being of the sun to protect our planet, to help all things to grow, and to send us happiness. All they do is just send us bliss and happiness and love. And the moon beings, they are also beautiful. They also love us very much. I've seen the moon smile at me many, many times.
Are there any messages from them?
Be best, go green. The job is not to worry about our planetary crisis. Because as soon as they start worrying, they won't be happy anymore. And they will not radiate this happiness to us. We always have to be thankful to the sun and the moon and the stars. They are all great beings. They are there to make us happy and remind us of the glories of heaven, shining, beautiful heaven.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for generously sharing these delightful truths of our celestial friends. May we do our best to save our planet so that future generations also can enjoy the marvelous bliss of the loving sun, moon, and myriad stars.
For more discussions on the secret knowledge of our universe and more, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
I'm Nu. This is beautiful Zoo.
You are so sweet, Nu. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
Zoo and I are both vegetarian.
We're here to share a tip on helping children learn about the environment.
There are great websites online to explain to young people how they can help our Earth.
Some show how to make their school greener.
Others suggest a vegan diet.
Try searching on the internet using the keywords kids and environment.
You and your youngsters will enjoy finding out all the cool activities to protect our world.
Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. Now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Puerto Rico, beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico was the location of the second National Vegetarianism and Meditation Day at the Peace Pavilion in Luis Munoz Rivera Park. Festivities at the event included international performances, children's activities such as face painting, and tables displaying various arts and crafts. Our association members shared SOS flyers and other information about safeguarding our planet through a vegan diet. Two university students wanted to distribute flyers at their school and were given an abundant supply. Our many thanks, organizers of the second National Vegetarianism and Meditation Day. May more individuals be motivated to save the earth through a compassionate lifestyle.
In environmental news, a Southwest Formosan or Taiwanese county holds a global warming seminar. The Environmental Protection Bureau of Chiayi County, in cooperation with the National Chiayi University, sponsored a low-carbon planet beginning from Chiayi, the 2009 Global Warming Discussion Conference at the county's Human Resources Development Center. We tip our hats to you, Chiayi County Government and National Chiayi University, for raising awareness about the fragile state of our Earth. Blessed be all leaders and co-citizens who actively promote the vegan lifestyle to save our planet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Mexican mammalogists rediscover a shrew species not seen for over 100 years. We will feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more mind-soothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lucky news for a wish-fulfilling world. In animal news, scientists rediscover a rare shrew. Mexican mammalogist Dr. Fernando Cervantes of the National Autonomous University of Mexico and Dr. Lazaro Guevara of the University of Veracruz have found a tiny Nelson small-eared shrew in the forest of San Martin Tuxtla Volcano in Veracruz, Mexico. There has been no recorded sightings of the precious little animal for over 100 years. The shrew is now designated as a critically endangered species in southern Mexico. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Fernando Cervantes and Dr. Lazaro Guevara, for your conscientious efforts to locate our unique co-inhabitant. May the lovely shrew thrive under humanity's careful protection.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Estonian entitled Simple Mathematics.
Õpetaja küsis õpilaste käest, kas keegi teab, kui palju on 2 plus 2. Lastel oli kolm võimalust vastata õigesti või muidu nad ei pääse vahetundi. Esimene õpilane ütles, 14. Ei, vastas õpetaja. Teine õpilane ütles, 3,8. Mitte päris, ütles õpetaja. Lõpuks ütles kolmas laps, Väga lihtne, see on neli. Jah, võite vahetundi minna. Mänguväljakul tahtsid teised selle lapse käest teada, kuidas ta seda teadis. Kõik on neerudes, viidates oma peale.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for all your inspiration, Master Qinghai. Since watching Supreme Master Television, I have stopped eating meat completely and changed my diet to a vegan one. It has made me much healthier and I feel much better as well. Also, I now give most of my money towards animal and humanitarian aid. I've gone through many trials in life, but this wondrous person, Master Qinghai, has made me believe that there is more to life than just sitting around and waiting for someone else to do something. What she has done is amazing, and it is up to us to save our gracious planet. May God bless you and heaven smile down upon you all. Joseph Sean from Darwin, United Kingdom.
Genuine Joseph, bless you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts about Supreme Master Qinghai and her noble dedication for all beings. It sounds like you're already on a wonderful path of reaching out to others. With more people like yourself, our planet will regain her glory in no time. With heaven's grace and all our love. You have a loving reply from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Valued Joseph, God bless you for your fast awakening. Your action and high thinking touched me to tears.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be graced with the benediction of the Providence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Mongolian President Tsarkia Abagdorj signed a series of agreements pledging collaboration in such areas as resource development and railway improvements.
Thanks to donations secured by founders Bethany and Johann Bultmann, along with a team of volunteer doctors, the New Orleans Musicians Clinic in Louisiana, USA, provides free medical care to some 1,800 musicians and other artists in need.
Foreign ministers Carl Bildt of Sweden and Egypt's Abu Ghraib meet and find that they share very similar views on the best ways to diplomatically support regional peace in both Sudan and Palestine.
Using an atomic force microscope, scientists in Switzerland have been able to record the image of a single molecular structure, an advancement that could lead to further discoveries in electronics and even medicine.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi meets Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi in honor of the one-year anniversary of a friendship agreement and to celebrate the opening of a highway that will eventually connect Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt.
Taiwan, or Formosa, announces plans to early release prisoners of lesser crimes who have been sentenced for 6 months or less and will enlist their help in Typhoon Morakot cleanup.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana arrives in Syria, where he meets with President Bashar al-Assad to discuss resuming the peace process in the region.
Ms. Gabrielle Gottwald Nathaniel assists drug and alcohol addicts in overcoming their addictions by bringing them to Garbarage in Vienna, Austria, where they transform discarded materials into functional pieces of art.
Australia enacts a new law banning the use of cell phones for talking or texting in cars driven by inexperienced young persons to encourage them to focus instead on developing their driving skills.
Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico, USA, offers his diplomatic expertise to facilitate talks between Cuba and a delegation of Cuban Americans with a goal of resuming U.S.-Cuba relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.